This episode of GQDN is brought to you by Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by Audible. Today we talk about an interview, a little bit about Overwatch, PlayStation, and World of Tanks. But we start today with the Wowhead interview with Christy Golden. And you can read all about the interview up on wowhead.com. I'm in the middle myself of listening to Sylvanas, and so far it is a good it's a good book. Okay, I'm only about 14 chapters, something like that, in. But the interview itself goes into Sylvanas, the character, and what Christy Golden was allowed to write, and what kind of story that she had for the book that she was allowed to write. Okay, so you can go check that out up on wowhead.com. What's also up on Wowhead is that there was a leak about what is next for World of Warcraft. Now, believe what you want, and we did say something about this in the last show, but they're talking about maybe dragons, so be like a dragonflight, and there is some documentation as to this little bit of news. Okay, well, loosely stated as news, and that's all up on wowhead.com. Even with some links to it, from what I can see. But that's all up on Wowhead. So be prepared. We might be checking out some dragons. We might be checking out some dragons. But seeing is believing, people. Okay? Now, we go into Overwatch. And this coming to us from DualShockers.com. And now the six-year-old game will have a remix event here in 2022, and it could there's some different things, such as Reaper. He's got a black and white skin. Reinhardt, as I try to remember names, he too has a little bit of Legion type World of Warcraft skin to it. Zenyatta himself's got a little bit of like an ocean blue splash to him. Jinji, Chinese demon. And of course you gotta have D.Va with a cat to her. And Mercy looking like a mage. So that will be coming. Right now there is no date to it as of yet. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually there is. My bad. The event will go on April 5th. Okay. And on April 5th, it'll be between the times of 1100 PST and 12 PST. The first volume will be around until April 26th. So that's the first volume, okay? Now, we get into some little bit of bad news, you could say. This comes to us from GameInformer.com. My bad, not Eurogamer. We're not to that yet. But Game Informer does say that PlayStation has laid off nearly 90 employees due to global transformation. Now, when there's a reorganization like this, and when you're as big as what you are when it comes to PlayStation, there's going to be some reformatting. And this is what has happened. So essentially what's happening here is PlayStation is cutting the fat. So you can go read all about it in GameInformer.com, Eurogamer.net, and we'll get back to Eurogamer here in a few minutes. But they said that Return to Monkey Island is coming this year. So Monkey Island, it's very difficult to say as to when this game will come. But there was a blog post on April Fool's Day, and people thought that, yeah, hey, it's a ruse. But Ron Gilbert, in a post, said, "For 18 years, the Grumpy Gamer blog has been April Fool's Day free because it's a stupid tradition. So to mix things up a little, I'm taking this opportunity to announce I've decided to make another Monkey Island. So we'll see what happens. So if you're into Monkey Island, it might not have been a April Fool's joke after all. Now we get into a little bit of Ukraine news. And this comes to us from Destructoid.com. Fortnite has raised $144 million for Ukraine relief efforts. And those numbers went to UNICEF, at WFP, and at Refugees, and at WC Kitchen. So they're not the only ones that have done stuff like this, but still, this is very, very good. And Fortnite has been insanely popular. So to have that much money raised by them, you know what? It's well done. Now, the World of Tanks studio, Wargaming, is leaving Russia and Belarus. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and the studio said that it is, quote, a strategic review of business operations worldwide. So essentially, because Russia attacked Ukraine, they said that we're pulling out. And really, they wanted to show support for Ukraine themselves, but they can't do that if they are in Russia and Belarus. Okay, so they will be moving, and we will see where they move to. Lastly, we go to Eurogamer.net, and Citizen Sleeper gets release date and will be on Game Pass. So Citizen Sleeper is a mashup of a board game and RPG, and this could look really good and will be up on Xbox. So this does give Xbox like a leg up on these types of games. One other thing, if you have PlayStation, watch those PlayStation premiums. If you got PlayStation Now, you could get a 50% discount for PlayStation Plus or PlayStation Premium. I will try to be back again tomorrow. This is the first show that I've done alone after surgery. So if you want any updates, I'll try to post them up on Twitter. I know I've been letting my friends know up on Facebook, but we'll see you again tomorrow with more gaming news. Until then, go check out stackup.org. Go check out thedonforge.com, where you can find all of the Don Forge shows, because this has been a Don Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow.